Restoring My Soul, Friday the 22nd of August, Fallen from the Fellowship of Headship. The Tree of Life in the Garden of Eden is a symbol for the Fellowship of Headship within which Adam and the woman were to meet and know the Lord and one another. The life and expression of Adam and the woman were dependent on their ongoing connection to this fellowship. To become a comparable helper in Adam's work, the woman would need to choose, by faith, to participate in the fellowship of headship at the Tree of Life, according to her sanctification as being of her husband, in one spirit with him. However, we know that the woman had not personally chosen the fellowship of headship with her husband. This lack of clarity was subsequently exploited by Satan. Notably, neither had Adam personally chosen the fellowship of headship, because he chose to receive another word which did not come from Christ in the fellowship of headship. He instead received an alternative word from Satan through his wife. It is important to recognize that Satan gained advantage because Adam and the woman had not adequately chosen the fellowship of headship at the Tree of Life. Adam and the woman fell from fellowship with Yahweh Elohim because they chose the fatherhood of Satan. As a result of the fall, all the identities who had been named before by God the Father and committed to Adam by God the Son were now lost to God. They had been given over to the fatherhood of Satan. The resulting enmity within their marriage was described by the Lord God when he said to the woman, "Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." The woman would be driven by the romantic desire for her husband to be for her what she needed him to be for her sense of approval and security. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 3, verses 1, 6, and 16. For further study, Revelation chapter 2.